just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I know Craig don't play on the social media there, but let me show you the, a couple pictures of Jesse May Peluso today on Tan Line Tuesday.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Oh. Got your interest now on Twitter, huh?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I got a hold of her yesterday. I said, make sure you send us those photos. And she did. And I got about three of them on here.
Good show this weekend,
yeah.
too. I went and saw her.
Yeah, first time you saw her live. Yeah, yeah, I saw her a year ago and really freaking funny.
Yeah, she
is. There she is right there. But then there's a good photo of her butt laying on the beach, you know. Pretty nice. There you go. Yeah. At TNT Radio Empire. That's her right there, too. She's a pretty lady, huh?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is. And very, very funny. All right.
Very much so.
How you doing today?
Oh, looking forward to seizing the day.
Yeah.
Have you?
Well, he just started. He just started talking.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay. I assume that I will be at some point.
Let's say you seize it in the next 5-6 minutes. Then are you done? Mission accomplished?
Possibly, but I don't see it happening that soon. Yeah.
And not 5 or 6 minutes in a row, either.
No.
Thank you.
That's great. We space out 10 seconds at a time, seizing it. We'll be fine. That'll kick in most of the morning. Petey Mack will be here. Also, another beautiful and very funny lady, April Macy's going to phone the program. She's got a new Netflix special coming up. Ryan Hamilton later this week in the studio, efforting some other guys.
Always efforting other guys.
Nick Allen will be here, of course. Naked LD. A
couple of our good buddies going to be on the show next week.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Bert Kreischer and Lewis Black, right?
Yeah. On Tuesday.
Nick's coming in today?
No,
tomorrow.
Oh. Week, yeah. I wish.
I was confused.
Maybe Wednesday, you know?
We're throwing too many names at
we
you.
We are, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was quite confused.
Hard to seize the day when too many names are coming at you.
Yeah.
So don't let us stop you.
I might wait till this afternoon to seize the day.
All right.
Why do it during the show? That'd be dumb.
All right. We just had an email from a guy who, his buddy moved in with him because his girlfriend kicked him out.
Right.
And then the guy who owns the place started banging the ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Yeah. So I've gotten back to him. We have some more questions.
Also had a nice... Okay, speaking of Bert Kreischer, we had a guy that says, he goes, I don't want anything. I just want to tell. He bought tickets to see Bert when Bert's in town this fall at the Holland, right?
End of next month.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bought tickets, and he said he bought them originally for him and his girlfriend, and now she blew him off. She goes, she left me to go find herself, and she found herself on some guy's junk.
Yeah, that's right.
And I use the word junk there, so there's more, obviously, literal. And he goes, I just want Bert to know I'll be the guy there with an empty seat beside me.
You can't find a friend to take to Bert.
Oh, I'm sure he can, but it was just a great line. He goes, she said she had to find herself, and then she found herself on some other guy's junk.
I would think that a Bert Kreischer ticket would be a panty dropper for a date.
I think so.
Come on.
Or a dude wants to drop his panties for you.
Whatever.
Here's an email. This is an unusual series of circumstances. At least never happened to me.
All right.
Because it involved getting laid in high school.
All right.
I had a tight group of four friends plus myself throughout junior high and high school. My freshman year, I dated a girl who kind of ran with us a bit. Long story short, she dated a different guy from the group all 4 years of high school.
Right.
She dated 80% of the group. Too bad none of us had 1 year. I feel bad for my brother. Okay, so everybody got... He was one of the 20%, apparently.
Oh, okay, got it.
The brother.
All right.
And yes, Tyler, she banged us all, and she was a 7 or 8 back then.
Oh, this is the guy getting back to you.
No.
No, this different, is
different
guy.
Different guy.
Okay, okay.
Different guy.
Yeah.
That's Johnny.
I love how you just... automatically answered my question before I even asked it.
So she was like the group bicycle. Everybody'd had a ride.
Yeah, she was hanging with them, just having fun, you know. And like, you know what?
Thank you.
I'm with Craig on this situation. Slut shame or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. There's none of that because we all would have done as many of them as we could have.
If I'd have been one guy hanging out with four girls, I'd have been pretty easy too.
Would have been.
I'd have said, two would have turned me down at least, but I'd have said, hey.
Not the point.
You could all have me.
Right.
Not the point.
Ladies,
here.
Ladies, don't fight. There's plenty of me to go around.
Well, there's not.
Yeah. She was an enthusiast.
And she's a kid, too. You know. Well, high school kid, I meant.
You don't even have to be an enthusiast.
And then when they got out of high school, they probably still kind of saw each other and hung out, you know?
I mean, what are you, a prude or an enthusiast? Yeah. What's in the middle?
Just, yeah, that'd be, yeah. You're right. I'm with you on that, Craig.
Thank you.
Now you're tearing up?
I am.
He's wiping his eye.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome.
Slayer.
Rocks, dude.
Dude.
See, I didn't know that they did this because I don't watch the stock cars. I don't watch the NASCAR.
No.
Were there any chicks in college?
For a week.
That banged you and a bunch of your buddies?
Not really, because in college I didn't hang with my high school buds. I had new friends in college.
And, yeah.
But two of my roommates were no getting laid sons of bitches, so they weren't having much sex. And my other roommate had a steady the whole time we were there. He was with the same girl for like 3 or 4 years.
I don't recall.
He ended up marrying her, yeah.
A lot of sharing.
So they're my best buddies, no. But
when I was in college.
No.
But maybe that's a smaller high school.
But like I said, I didn't go to college with my high school buds. They're a whole different group of guys. They went out and hoarded other colleges. My best buds.
Spread it around.
Yeah.
At state universities throughout Pennsylvania.
State universities throughout Pennsylvania. Exactly. Exactly. And there's a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Slayer.
Dude.
Is sponsoring a stock car this weekend. The Slayer logo will be on the hood of number 54 this weekend.
Todd, who's 54? You used to know that stuff.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have no idea.
No, I know.
J.J. Yelly?
Don't know. Don't pay attention.
Y-E-L-E-Y?
Yeah.
But if you do end up watching.
Well, the Slayer logo on a stock car looked pretty cool.
The NASCAR Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race.
Slayer, dude.
Coming up in 4 days,
right.
You can see the Slayer Chevrolet.
Rock and roll. When are they coming to town? Are they in this city sometime?
It is the end of November, I believe.
And who opens for them in that?
Ministry, Primus, and Phil Anselmo from Pantera.
Oh, Phil Anselmo's been
doing Pantera stuff.
He's actually doing Pantera
stuff?
It's, what was his band called when he left Pantera?
Down.
Down, that's right.
Yeah.
But he's just doing Pantera.
It's Phil Anselmo's Vulgar Display of Pantera.
Oh, cool.
So, right.
People love Pantera. Everybody's dead, though. The brothers are both dead now from Pantera.
I thought a NASCAR race was coming to town.
Yeah.
Got to go to Kansas City for that.
Yeah.
Where is this race this weekend? If you Bristol. Say it's a night race.
On a race
Bristol.
Track.
Bristol? I like the Bristol
Short
race.
Track.
I like the short track.
You won't watch it.
But I probably won't.
No.
There'll probably be like preseason football on.
Yep.
Or something distracting.
Ha, ha. There's a new survey shows that workers are most productive Monday and Tuesday mornings.
I felt more productive yesterday than
today. Takes me a while to work up to it. I really ain't seasoned days till probably Wednesday.
I would have said Wednesday, Thursday, maybe.
No, I think people. Monday morning's a little tough, you think.
And Tuesday sucks just a little less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they expend a little too much energy?
I don't know. We don't do a regular job.
Tuesday.
We have no say in the.
And they burn themselves out?
We actually work, but, you know, any given day, one of us feels better than the other one, physically, mentally, everything. And because we wake up so damn early. So we don't know what day. If we all click on the same day, that's a good day.
Yeah, but that means we're all going to not click on the same day.
Well, somebody might click that day and somebody might not click that day. So we don't ever know.
Because I think we only get one a week.
But we can fake it. I can fake it pretty good if I have to.
You were faking it?
Always.
29% of us say Monday is the most productive day. 27%
got a case of the Mondays.
27% of us say Tuesday is our most productive day. 11% of us say Friday is our most productive day.
I don't know what to say.
We don't
operate in those days. We don't. Yeah, we
it
don't.
Really doesn't.
No. We've been told that you guys don't produce.
And the little survey there doesn't really come to a consensus.
We're not making widgets.
No, we're not. We are not. on the line. We're not actually, you're right, we do the same thing every day. You know, we only can do what we work with.
And even this is out of our wheelhouse. The biggest distractions to doing work.
Screwing around with your buddies. That's our job.
Chatty or social coworkers.
That's our job.
Is number one.
Yeah.
The number one distraction from getting your work done.
I'm sure it is. But that's what we do for a living.
Right.
We chat with our coworkers.
Yeah, my coworker better be chatty.
He better be, or I'll be pissed.
Or you're left with me.
But do we, once we
better
get off the air.
Talk, or I'll be pissed. What?
We're not chatty once we get off the air.
But that's not the point, because we get it.
That's not co-working.
We get it out. If we all worked in cubicles, we'd do the same crap off the, between the,
We're spent when the show's
over. Yeah, and we're also lucky.
That we leave it all on the air.
We're also lucky we do this for a living, because we can just chat, and that's our job. We leave it out on the air.
We leave it all on the air.
Yeah.
Push likes that.
No, we don't talk much. No, we don't say much during the breaks, actually.
And it's fortunate we leave it all out on the air, because much of this talk couldn't be had in the hallways.
No. We'd be sexual harassment.
Good majority.
Yeah,
I don't think we'd fit into a quote-unquote normal work environment.
Right.
No, but many of the people, even that they stick around for later in the day,
don't fit in the normal environment.
Don't fit in the normal environment.
No, because they're in radio. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
They're kind of messed up in the head in the same way we are.
Right.
Yes. General office noise apparently is a big distraction, as well as unnecessary conference calls and meetings.
That's why the millennials got it right with these kind of jobs where people can work at home, work remote. You got to do your job. And you're not being bugged by somebody, you know?
But cell phones a distraction, and unnecessary emails as well.
Right.
You said office noise. I know there's a guy in our office I know who sells for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he said when everybody's making a bunch of phone calls,
mm-hmm.
he comes back. He's like, hey, I'm going to be in your office. I have to go somewhere else. I'm banished from cubicle land because he talks too loud.
Too loud. Okay. Oh. That's okay. All right.
Everybody else has voted him off the island. when it's time to make calls.
So he makes calls from Craig's desk
so
in the office?
So he goes in our office and
that's
closes
fine.
Himself in there.
As long as you're selling the show.
Just so you know, I'm going to be in your office for the next few hours. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Yeah, sell.
I would imagine if you got a big sales force, it can sound like...
how many times somebody's called you and you hear them, or you're calling them for assistance or something like that, and you hear people in the background I don't know how they pay attention to what they're doing.
The call centers?
Right, the call centers.
Yeah, there's just a din of, you can hear,
a
bunch of people in the background. And how you focus, how you concentrate when you're on top of each other
I don't know.
Well, we're talking to somebody who's going into that environment right now.
Exactly. We live in the central part of the country. It's call center USA.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, a couple days ago, we did a story about this starting quarterback at Georgia Southern University.
Yeah, what do you do then? I forgot about this.
Cocaine Bird Poop.
What a great band name. Cocaine Bird Poop.
They pulled him over.
This is a good
they
story.
Said, hey, there's the bird poop, or this stuff that you say is bird poop on your hood, it tests positive for cocaine.
And we assumed he might have been put the lights, he might have threw the vial on the hood of the car, just threw it out in the front.
Yeah, just threw it out and
ended up
in the car front.
The realized the cops could probably see it, so he figured, I'll just throw it to the front.
And he tried to windshield wiper it off.
I still think you can get out of that, but go ahead.
Well, he did get out of it.
Good.
It's not cocaine, it's bird poop.
Really?
Yeah.
So bird poop can test for cocaine, or does it give you the same reactions if you snort some bird poop at the hood?
It gives you the same reactions.
don't say that.
You asked.
I know, but somebody might try that.
Well, I want you to.
I've been just washing bird poop off my car.
Wait.
Now I'm going to start licking that stuff.
So there are chemicals in bird poop that make it test positive for cocaine.
Well,
all I can say is this particular bird poop tested positive for cocaine twice in the field.
You hear sometimes that those field test kits are less than reliable.
Yeah, but it must be some sort of pneumonia, because a bird poop can smell probably like pneumonia, and cocaine, if you sniff it, you feel that pneumonia.
Well, you got to smell it and make sure it's the right thing.
Exactly.
Well, it depends upon what they will use that to cut.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Maybe they cut it with bird poop. Maybe it's a new thing now instead of baby laxative.
You should probably get a new dealer if that's the case.
Well, it's cut with something.
But it probably shouldn't be bird poop.
Yeah, well, sometimes you don't have a lot of choices, yeah. You talk like a guy who's never purchased cocaine.
I am a guy who's never purchased cocaine.
Well, you're looking at three guys that have.
I'm just saying, if I found out somebody was cutting my drugs with bird poop, I might look around.
Yeah. Probably
might
not
do
cocaine.
Some shopping
if it's only,
yeah,
stuff you, right. It's only stuff you got.
Yeah, and it was good.
If it does the trick.
Right. And it was fine.
Cocaine is not legal in a nearby state, so there's not eight guys, you know, making a run every week. So
it's not legal anywhere.
Yet every time you talk about buying weed, there's, everybody's got a guy.
Yeah, I know. That's a good point.
Everybody's got a guy.
Oh, we could find coke.
You could find a guy.
Oh, yeah, we could.
If you already spent money on coke, you're going to do it. And then later on say, that was cut with bird poop. Well, it wasn't that bad.
But I seem to recall, back in the day, there were fewer guys that you could go to get your cocaine.
Oh, yeah. That was just, one or two, maybe two.
It was a little more limited.
Yeah.
I had someone the other day it's been a few months now, tell me that they had an easier time finding other things, things other than weed.
Really?
Now? Right now?
Yeah, right now. Well, I mean, it was months ago, but nevertheless.
That has a lot to do with the company that you keep.
Yes, it does. And that was my point. That was my point, because Tyler had said, you know, you had to look harder, you know, in some places. Well, it's just the company you keep.
Of course.
Absolutely. And when we liked the cocaine, we were drawn to people who could find cocaine.
With or without bird poop.
Within a week of moving here.
Well, they found you.
Well, yeah. It was,
they came to us.
Or worked with you.
And they offered.
Or dated somebody we worked with. That's who it was. You know who it was.
And we didn't.
And we met you.
We didn't turn it down.
Craig knew people. He lived here already.
I guess
we moved here. I forgot about Craig. He already knew
people. Sounds like Craig still knows people.
Well, I might have been, the advance man.
Yeah.
Right.
Looking around.
Yeah.
Well, you were just trying to make him feel welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he did.
Florida teen recovering after what's being called a freak accident at the
beach. Don't do drugs, kids.
In Massachusetts, what Tyler said.
Yeah.
This Florida teen in Massachusetts got impaled by an umbrella.
Yeah, we talked about this. You said in Jersey you're trying to do something to stop that. And this is in Massachusetts.
This is Massachusetts.
Are they okay?
At Good Harbor Beach. Witnesses said the umbrella went flying after it was blown out of the sand, hit a 13-year-old kid in the shoulder.
Oh, man.
The nurse and an EMT happened to be nearby were able to help out until first responders arrived.
These are beach umbrellas, right? Big ones?
Yeah. Kid expected to make a full recovery.
Well, some aren't anchored. Remember, you're just a guy that has a beach umbrella, the kind you just buy at the grocery store. They ain't that expensive. You shove that in the ground, that's going to fly out easily. If you rent them on the beach, they bring an auger down, they put that thing in there pretty good, but just people that don't want to rent them every time, you just bring your beach umbrella.
Random jackass with an umbrella didn't get it deep enough.
No, you're not going, and plus it's really windy at the beach, we all know that. It's weird though, it's been happening a lot more, at least it's reported more. You think that would have happened for years. You know, I've been on the
beach.
I
would imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure it has happened for years, we've never heard about it as much.
Right, yeah. Now we just finally got
like shark attacks, you know. They're like all the time.
I don't own a lot of umbrellas, just the one in my golf bag.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a blunt end. I don't see how that could impale anybody.
No, it's not that. It's the end that goes into the beach.
Tips.
Yeah. No, it's the pointy end that goes into the sand.
Oh.
That's a point.
Okay.
So you can get it down in there. That's where it is, Todd.
Okay, now I get
it. No, it's not the end of it. Yeah, that's why.
No, it's not the top tip?
It's not the top tip. There's no.
Really, no, yeah, it's the
that's
ground
just a round
end.
Ball.
Right.
It's the spike that goes in the sand. That thing could kill you. And it has.
Yeah, the bottom of my golf umbrella just has a rubber handle.
A rubber handle on it, right?
Yeah, because you're supposed to, you know, use your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
You don't anchor it down anywhere.
No.
A Chicago police officer.
I still wish they would tell you how the hell they come up with a positive test for cocaine out of a pile of bird poop. But there's no explanation in both these accounts.
You know what I'm thinking it was? The cocaine was in the bird poop. And they just said, hey, it's bird poop, but there might be cocaine in there, but we don't know.
Yeah, well, we don't know exactly what they're looking for when they are testing for specifically cocaine.
Yeah.
I mean, you can say, well, they're looking for cocaine. Well, there's probably some sort
of marker.
Here's
the problem with that.
Aside from
say that's totally true, and there's no reason I wouldn't believe it's true. That guy is never going to – nobody's going to ever believe him. Unless he's your best buddy, you know he doesn't do blow. Everybody around that organization or that football team is thinking, he was doing blow. You know he was doing blow.
You're going to Google a bird poop cocaine for the rest of your life, and that dude's name is going to come
up. Well, he's still playing, so people are going to
Well, they reinstated him.
I know.
I mean, it,
well, you have
immediately
to.
They said, oh, our bad. You're fine. Go play. Right. Everybody's good. Nothing to see here. Sorry
right.
about that.
Right. You're a good quarterback. We need you.
That, too. That, he is their helps. Starting quarterback at Georgia Southern.
That helps.
But, I mean, even if he weren't.
Right.
It's not cocaine.
Not cocaine. Imagine if he did throw a vial out and just went, what the hell? That is so wild. I got out of that.
Thank God I threw it on the bird poop.
Exactly. Exactly.
There's a little more to this. What cop looks at your hood and says, well, that might be cocaine.
Right, unless there was, unless there was dust stuff, around it.
There was stuff around.
Dried the, bird poop, though, could probably flake off like coke.
There was stuff around the water squirter. There was stuff around the water squirter. Yeah. And they may have seen him do something.
Yeah, throw his cocaine out.
Throw his cocaine
saw,
out.
What they saw.
And they said, well, what's that? And he said, it's bird poop. Yeah. Well, let's test it and make sure. And what are the cops going to do? If the test comes back and says that's cocaine, what are you going to do?
I'm just curious if the same scenario would have gone down if it was a 45-year-old white guy.
Right. Was this a black quarterback?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
At Georgia Southern?
21.
Yeah. Oh, it's a black school. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Todd, if he was the quarterback for Georgia.
Well, then he would have been a 21-year-old white kid.
No, either way, he was a black kid. If he's still at Georgia, they would have said, no, we need this dude.
We need this dude.
We need this dude. Georgia Southern, who's rooting for them? Georgia could win a national championship. They're that good. That's what I'm thinking.
And you're probably in the small town.
If it's the brother quarterback in Georgia, he might be getting free. Oh, Todd, a 45-year-old white guy is walking.
Sure.
They're not even testing the bird poop. Shut up, guys. No such thing as white privilege. Yes, there is. I saw that on Facebook.
Did you?
Yes.
No such thing.
Young dude, too. Like, probably maybe 20 years old. There's no such thing as white privilege.
Well, he got busted a couple times for being a dumbass.
He was a white guy. This guy's a
well,
white
yeah,
guy.
You can still get busted for being a dumbass if you're white.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe that guy was a dumbass and got busted a few times. No, I don't have white privilege. I can't get by with everything.
Exactly.
Well, quit being a dumbass.
And some are more privileged than us. I'll give you that.
Right. Sure.
It's a socioeconomic thing as well.
Of course it is. Yes, but, of course it is, yeah.
A lot of you need to go to my personal Facebook page and read that Kyle Korver essay on race.
We've talked about that before. That's a great, great essay.
Here's what he's done. Right.
Oh, he's going out and met people and seen racism and talked to people of color. Yeah, crazy things.
Worked with them.
Yeah.
Lived with them.
Oh, my God.
Hung around them.
Right.
For years.
Yeah.
Decades.
Meet people.
So I'll take his word for it before random Facebook
jackass.
White guy.
Yeah. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.